Everyone's a winner.
You're listening to Jones's Jukebox with my guest and my friend Billy Corgan. Hello, Billy.
Hello, Jonesy.
I was thinking when I went to the bathroom about, because we kind of, some of the stuff we're talking about is kind of deep, but I like it. What do you think that there's, because there's so many different religions.
Right.
You know what I mean? And they're all trying to say that theirs is the way.
Right.
Well, I mean, what do you make of that? That can't be true, right?
Well, I think just like there's different races of people, there's different religious philosophies, and in a way, the different religious philosophies add to the depth of the experience, because you have to contemplate one thing against another. If there was just one religion, one belief, there would be nothing to sort of test your faith with.
Yeah.
I think this idea that one faith is better than another, though, was very misguided.
Yeah.
Because essentially, almost all credible religions are essentially saying the same thing.
Right.
You know?
But in the big picture, like you were saying about the blokes, the scientists, when they figure it out, they come to believe that it ain't about that. It's about a higher power.
Right.
Now, all the things that we've come up with, religions, are man-made, basically, right?
Yeah.
They're like saying, I think this is the way it was because, for whatever reasons.
Right.
I wish I knew the truth. I wish I knew what the truth was.
So I think the truth is so much greater than anything we even think that it is. I mean, if you look at the... Like, just take the human body. If you look at the biomechanical machine that we are, I mean, it's so complicated.
Yeah.
I mean, whoever put that together is just... It's crazy.
Yeah.
And then you think of the way the oceans interact with the sky and the weather and all these other things. I mean, I think life is so incredible and stupendous. And I think our minds are kind of small, and we kind of keep trying to bring this grand vision down into our logic. I think it's the other way around. We need to kind of sort of elevate our thinking. You know, it's like when we try to reduce another race of people to a cliche, or we try to say... You know, even like when I say about a band, oh, they're no good. It's like you have to at least honor the fact that they got together, they played their instruments, they made some songs. You know, it's always more than we want it to be. We want to keep everything small because it makes us feel comfortable.
Yeah, yeah.
And what if you die and you go wherever you're going to go and you find out it's like, it's way cooler than you think it is, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe it's not this horrible, like, oppressive concept. It's actually kind of a fun experiment.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
I hope something like that happens.
That's what I like to think. I figure even if I'm wrong, you know, it's not so bad.
Well, I'm afraid of dying, I think. I think I'm afraid of dying.
That's because you like to live. I mean, you love life. I mean,
yeah.
Every experience I've ever had with you as a human being, you just love life. You love people. You're just a people person. You just love life, interacting with people, and that doesn't surprise me.
I don't want it to end.
Maybe it won't. Maybe you'll live on forever.
Jones's jukebox in the sky. cool. So you want to play a song for
sure.
Us?
Sure.
That's cool.
That's a song from my record, son.
Crashed on tracks. Yeah.
me a friend. Now and then I could be a friend. Now and then to you I could be a friend to you. No second chance at this. I watch you making
Wait, is that on your new album?
Yeah.
Is it?
It's called Now and Then.
It's not played like that, though, is it? Like the
no,
whole
it's
band?
All weirded out.
That's cool, man. It sounds like, reminds me of America. Remember that band America?
That's not good.
Well, not...
Horse with No Name?
Yeah. It's got them kind of chords. The desert with a horse with no name. Can't remember. It's kind of.
Is that good?
It's kind of.
Is that good? It sounds like America.
No, it's, it, no, 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 no. It wasn't America. It's bread. That's what it's.
That's even
like.
Worse.
No, no, it wasn't bread. No, it wasn't bread. It was. A
What was bread's big song?
Oh God, what was it? It had them jangly chords.
Yeah.
Play that first chord. Yeah, that.
Something about a woman.
Yeah, what was the name of that song? Jeez.
I always like these sad chords. See, when people say, like, you know, because people get in there getting all these concepts in their mind, so people think I created this sad persona of mine. They don't understand, like, when I was 15, I was in the bedroom playing these chords, you know? It's like, it just came out of me that
way. Yeah.
Even my father was like, what's with all the sad chords?
Yeah, why don't you play some Chuck Berry or something? Do you know any Chuck? See, you can do it. Come on, baby. Ride your pony. Suck a little poke salad. Rock it. The ace of spades, the ace of spades, the ace of spades. I don't want to live forever.
Yes, you do.
Excellent. That was great. That sounded great in the headphones.
Yeah?
That was killer.